So the scrutinies are meant to instruct us gradually about the mystery of sin. And so these rich readings that we've been reading of in a sequence the last 3 weeks, but you all wouldn't have known that if you're the normal 12:30 crowd, because the first week was at 9 o'clock, last week was at 10:45, and this, the third scrutiny of three, is here at 12:30. But they're meant to be read in a sequence for us to digest them, leading us and wanting us to do it like a self-searching, a self-examination, leading us to repentance, to Easter, especially those that are to get baptized and those that enter full communion in church who are with us at this Mass. So the first week with the woman at the well, we uncover that there's an overwhelming sense in all of us that we thirst for something, thirst for someone who never runs dry. The woman at the well, searching for Jesus. Last week, the man born blind. In a sense, communicating that all of us, in a sense, are spiritually blind. And today, Lazarus. All these readings, all very, very long. And maybe to help us focus with this long reading, I want to just look at two actions of Jesus in the gospel today. He cries and he shouts. First, he cries. After Jesus is greeted by Martha and Mary, he's brought to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, where we have the shortest verse in all the scriptures. Two words, one word in Greek. Jesus wept. Why? Like, why? In a matter of just a few moments, the unthinkable is going to happen. The unthinkable is going to happen. Jesus was going to raise someone from the dead, and he knew he was going to do it. He knew that the wake, the funeral mood that was going on in that setting, in that spot, was going to change and become this crazy celebration of life. Because the man that was in the tomb for 4 days is soon to be out. So why cry if he knew what was going to happen? Because in the face of sorrow, in the face of pain, in the face of suffering, in the face of death, the loving response is to cry. See, he could have arrived on the scene and told Martha and Mary, knowing that what he was soon to do, he could have just said, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. It's soon going to be better. He doesn't do that. He enters into their suffering and he cries with them. And he doesn't just enter into the suffering of Martha and Mary and cry with them. He does it with us. He knows well the things that you and I walked into the church with this afternoon. Things that are crushing down upon us. And he doesn't simply say, it's going to get better. Hold on tight. Just wait. He cries. He enters into our pain and suffering and he weeps with us. The second action that I want to focus on is he shouts. It seems to me that it would have made more of a dramatic effect, more of a movie scene, right? If he, after he asked them to roll away the stone in front of the tomb, that he, you know, if he walked in the tomb and led Lazarus out by the hand and said, hey, look who I've got. But instead, he stands from a distance and he cries out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The Greek better translates and says, the word is like he bellowed a shriek. He croaked from a spot deep within him. That shriek, that croak out says, because he knew it was what was going to cost, He knew what was going to cost him. He knew that in order for Lazarus to come out of the tomb, he was going to have to enter a tomb. The church fathers commented on this passage, kind of stately blunting, saying that it doesn't matter who you are, as Lazarus is dead, like dead, in the tomb for 4 days, to the point where there's a stench. They want us to come to the reality and the thought that we too, all of us, are in some way spiritually dead. And Jesus hates death. He hates it that Lazarus was in the tomb. And he hates that you and I are in ways spiritually dead. He hates it. And so Jesus is standing before us today. The elect, the catechumens, the candidates, all of us shouting, come out, awake from your sleep. Awake from the stupor that you're in. The days that you and I may be in. And not to condemn us, right? Over and over again, the scripture says, Jesus came into the world, God sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So that's not to condemn us, but it's to convict us to the reality that there are parts of me that are spiritually dead. So as these scrutinies are laid out to us in the sequential order of Easter, the woman at the well, the man born blind, and now Lazarus, allow God to maybe shout at you and to shout at me at this Mass, at this liturgy. Allow him to hear his shriek, to hear his croak, calling us out. To calling us out to parts of us that are spiritually dead, the parts of us that are maybe tied up and bounded together. Jesus weeps. He shouts. Let us not leave today without examining our parts of us that are spiritually dead, the parts of us that may be just apathetic, the parts of us that are dead. Maybe the parts of us that are so dead that have been, there's all of a sudden now there's a stench in us. And let Jesus unbound us and untie us and set us free and give us eternal life.